This episode of The Nate Darling Show is radio-friendly. All the funny, none of the cursing. The world is a big, stupid place.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
And they're here to make fun of it. This is The Nate Darling Show. Now, here's Nate and the gang.
The one-man gang. Kareem Daniels joins me. Kareem, how are you?
I am well. Just finished watching the POTUS.
Oh, he's excited to get the heck out of that thankless job, isn't he?
I think so.
8 years of thankless. You thought you had a thankless job. Good Lord. Well, we're back. Last week I was a little under the weather, and I thought about, let's do the show. We'll do it remotely. We've done it before. We're doing it right now. What's the big deal? And then I started coughing. And it's like, no one wants to hear me gargle mucus for three different shows last week, so took the week off. I'm sure you didn't want
to do that.
Yeah, I'm sure you didn't want to hear that either.
No.
And the board is fixed from 2 weeks ago. I figured out the setting that was wrong, so good times. We're back to normal, sort of. Jason is off taking care of his baby.
That's still weird to me.
That he has a baby?
Yes.
Well, Jason is not babysitting. He's being a dad. For all of you jerks. It's not babysitting when you're the father. It's called taking care of your kids. Look it up, everybody. All right, coming up on the show today, we're going to talk about Carrie Fisher's urn. We're going to delve a little into the George Michael's doc. Plus, we've got something good coming to Hulu, depending on your point of view, and a bunch of other stuff. But Kareem, let's start with this. What the heck have you been up to, my friend?
Work.
No fun.
No fun. Getting ready to go to North Carolina at the end of the month to watch my nephew, and I think it's like 6th or 7th MMA fight.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the last one he won by submission, so he almost choked the guy out.
Oh, the rear naked choke?
Actually, it was a front headlock.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice. Very, very nice. So, unlike the state of California, you will pay for flights to North Carolina?
Yes. I have no choice.
That came down. The state of California not paying for flights to, I believe it's 4 different states that have homophobic laws on the books.
Yeah.
North Carolina, one of them. So, not...
Yeah.
Not...
They were supposed to take that law off the books, and then the outgoing governor reneged on the promise.
So to speak.
Yeah.
No pun intended. All right. Well, excellent. Keep up the good work. When is the trip coming up to North Carolina?
I'll be the 27th. I'll be back in time for our podcast on the 31st.
Okay. Excellent.
I'm going like Wednesday to Sunday.
Oh, perfect. You timed it perfectly. Timed it in between shows. All right, Kareem, what did you think of the games this weekend?
So the Steelers won, so that was great.
Nice. They won pretty convincingly, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's the first time in the playoffs we've had Brown, Bell, and Roethlisberger healthy. So, you know, Brown had, 150 yards receiving and 2 touchdowns, and Bill had 165 yards rushing and 2 touchdowns.
It was a big blowout.
And the defense showed up. Bud Dupree almost killed Matt Moore. I don't know if you saw that hit, but man.
Yeah, it was a rough weekend for their visiting team in the NFL. So on to the divisional round next week when the big teams start to show up.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get into the show here. This just came out. We recorded the show on Tuesday, and this just came out today, this afternoon actually. And the headline is from BuzzFeed. These reports allege Trump has deep ties to Russia, and it says a dossier compiled by a person who has claimed to be a former British intelligence official alleges Russia had compromising information on Trump. The allegations are unverified, and the report does contain errors. Now, here are some of the things that CNN first reported this, and then BuzzFeed actually is releasing the entire document. There are a lot of very specific unverified and potentially unverifiable allegations of contact between Trump aides and Russian operatives, and graphic claims of sexual acts documented by the Russians. So, little bit of freakiness by the incoming president-elect, allegedly. Did you get a chance to take a look at this, Kareem? Have you heard about this yet?
I've heard a little bit about this. Golden showers
allegedly was stayed in a hotel room where where I think it was Bill and Hillary. Hold on, I'll find it here. Where the Obamas had stayed, President and Mrs. Obama, and then the parenthetical whom he hated, had stayed on one of their official trips to Russia, and defiling the bed where they had slept by employing a number of prostitutes to perform a golden showers show in front of him. I don't know what a golden showers show is, and if it was in front of him or if he was, let's say, guest of honor. So I don't know. There's also, at another point in the report, allegations that he was involved with some sex parties with prostitutes in St. Petersburg. So it's a very interesting report, to say the least. So if you go on Twitter and search hashtag golden showers, there's a lot of jokes about Donald Trump. A lot of puns.
Yeah, I wonder how well he's going to hold up with his Twitter habit with those going on.
You know, people were tweeting at him, so, you know, who knows? Oh, Penthouse is offering up a $1 million reward for exclusive rights to the tapes of Trump's hashtag golden showers. So, wow. So there's a reward. The Russians are always making money. I think that's what we're learning. It is.
Who knew him and R. Kelly were soulmates?
Oh, hold on. He tweeted in all caps, fake news, a total political witch hunt. That's what Donald Trump tweeted a couple of hours ago. Let's see. One of his aides tweeted, I've never been to Prague in my life, hashtag fake news. So now it's fake news. I don't know. Either way, it's fun.
Oh, yeah.
It's fun. That part of it's fun. The part where he could be in the pocket of the Russians, not really that much fun for me.
Well, that part I already knew.
Well, yeah. And this report's actually been out there since October. It just, for whatever reason, it's now CNN grabbed onto it now, and then BuzzFeed said, now we're just going to release the whole thing. It's 35 pages long. And there are parts highlighted. So I didn't read the whole thing. I read the highlighted parts, sort of like just looking at the pictures when you're flipping through the magazines.
Yeah. Well, you know, if he won't own up to WikiLeaks and what happened with that, then we should believe this.
WikiLeaks, no pun intended.
I didn't even think about it when I said it.
There you go. See, you're funny and didn't even know it sometimes. All right, let's go now to the Houston area, Lake Jackson, Texas, where they were trying to film a music video. We go down to Click to Houston for the story.
The alarm and police came running. Our Bill Spencer is in the 1000 block of FM 2004 where this all went down. He's joining us live with the film flop that really could have been dangerous, Bill.
Dominique Keith, in the encyclopedia of bad ideas, this has got to be on page one. Two local rap artists decided to shoot a music video armed with real guns, and we're talking about like a 12 gauge shot off shotgun and a Glock 17. They did it right in front of this TDECU credit union on New Year's Day. They even had fake bags of money, and they were dressed as bank robbers. Just one problem: they never notified the bank, and they never notified the cops.
Hold on. So you mean to tell me two rappers who you've never heard of had a bad idea? I am stunned by this.
Well, the smart part of it was they did it when they thought the bank was closed.
They're like, it's New Year's Day. The bank's closed. It won't be any problem. Let's take a listen to the rest of the story.
Go out and get it.
An Angleton rap singer and his crew, a group that sings about trying to go out and get it, almost got it all right, big time, from the police on New Year's Day.
It was a bad idea for a good reason.
True Keezy and his musical partner, Young Groovy, members of True Hustle, Inc., decided to try and shoot a rap video at this Lake Jackson Credit Union dressed as bank robbers, wearing black face masks and carrying real guns. Four guns, to be exact. Big ones.
With all the stuff going on right now, man, we blessed not to be shocked.
That's when the Lake Jackson police arrived. As you can see in this video, the police, guns drawn, thought they had a real bank robbery on their hands.
And they said, is anybody in the back? And we was like, yes. Are there guns? Yes. But they're not loaded, I swear. I swear they're not loaded. Get on the ground. Get your gun on the ground.
In the end, the rappers were questioned, explained what they were doing, and no one was charged with anything to do with a bank robbery. As for the rappers, they are eternally grateful to the Lake Jackson police.
Thank y'all for not shooting me, my bros. Next time, I promise you, we're going to let y'all know if we're going to do something like that. And I amend y'all for standing by y'all badge.
He amends them all.
Yeah.
thanks for not shooting me. You know, sometimes it's true. God does bless the dumb. God protects them.
He does.
And that would be a great indication. I love the fact that, now of course he's just excited to have the free publicity on there, but he, all kidding aside, he is lucky they didn't shoot him.
Yeah. I mean, because they could have just came in and started shooting and then asked questions later.
Yeah, ironically though, robbing a bank, you're far less likely to get shot.
Was the bank open?
No. No. They were out in the parking lot, and there was a U-Haul truck, and they were out. Some of them were outside of the U-Haul truck, and others were in the U-Haul truck, where they of course have all their equipment and the guns and et cetera, et cetera.
So, gotcha.
<It's> kind of dumb.
Because they were at least smart enough not to do it on a day the bank would have been open.
Right. Well, there wouldn't have been place to park out front. It's the real deal. Also out of Houston, it was a traffic stop in early December that led to discovery of almost half a pound of kitty litter that was mistaken for methamphetamine because they pulled over a white guy.
Biggest bust that, you know, they've seen in Harris County. This was the bust of the year for them.
It was a traffic stop in early December that led to the discovery of almost half a pound of methamphetamine, or so says the news release the Harris County Sheriff's Office sent out. A photo of the find and a mugshot of the alleged dealer, Ross LeBeau, was included, which led to news coverage that spread quickly.
Yeah, people have been calling me kingpin or drug lord.
LeBeau was fingerprinted and booked into jail.
My heart sank, and I was so confused. I didn't know what was happening.
Where he spent 3 days.
I think they were quick to judgment.
Criminal defense attorney George Rule then started talking to prosecutors about what was really in the car.
They almost scoffed and laughed.
LeBeau says the substance was cat litter inside a sock. His father left one in his car and gave this one to his sister for her car. It's supposed to keep the windows from fogging up. The problem is two field tests done by deputies came back positive for meth.
What?
A third by the county's forensic lab revealed it was not a controlled substance. And this week, the case was dismissed.
Where do I go to build my reputation back?
LeBeau says the accusation has caused him to lose work, not to mention the embarrassment. He and his attorney don't blame the deputies, rather the field tests.
But ultimately, probably it might be just a cheap budget-cutting testing equipment that they might need to reevaluate.
I would like an apology.
For now, LeBeau will work to expunge his record, but what's online may never go away.
I was wrongly accused for this, and I'm going to do everything in my power and with my family backing me to be able to clear my...
I'm at a loss for words. Is that why my cat runs around like a crazy fiend? Is there actually meth in cat litter?
Couldn't you have looked at it to find out that it wasn't?
It's weird, though. I mean, apparently no, because they're like, well, we're going to do a field test, and it's meth. But 3 days in jail. The gingerest white boy, 3 days in jail as a meth kingpin.
Wow.
Not a lot of fun. All right. This might brighten your day, Kareem. Do you have the Hulu?
Yes, I have the Hulu.
Well. Hulu has announced that it won the rights to stream all 7 seasons of the NBC hit sitcom, The Golden Girls.
Thank you for being a friend.
That's right. The Golden Girls are coming to Hulu, available February 13th, which is also known as Galentine's Day. You know, the made-up holiday where women who don't have a boyfriend or husband get together and celebrate them being single ladies.
Galentine's Day.
Yeah, it's one of those things that I'm reminded of once a year. It's actually from it's from Parks and Recreation, which Leslie and her boyfriend seek to reunite Leslie's mother with her teenage flame. Meanwhile, April's feelings for Andy continue to bloom while Anne appears to be growing apart from Mark. So I don't know. I don't know. I've heard Galentine's Day referred to in other, you know, where ladies get together and go, we don't need men.
Until one of them gets one, and then all of a sudden,
oh yeah, bye. Bye. I'll be back around. Thank you. Thank you for being a friend.
A friend.
And now this.
Get ready for some judging. It's time for Cool or Tool.
All right, Kareem, first up in Cool or Tool, rap videos.
They're a little bit too.
Oh, yeah, you're absolutely right. I finally watched Straight Outta Compton this weekend, which we'll talk about a little bit. But it wasn't rap videos so much as the parties, which the rap videos are supposed to be a reflection of the parties, and it's a lot of women scantily clad, normally, or idiots in front of a bank with guns. up next in Cooler Tool, Kitty Litter.
Kitty litter is cool. It has a bunch of uses. I didn't know that a meth substitute was one.
Yeah, kitty litter. I mean, where else would your cats poo? Is really my thing. But it can also be used if you're in the snow to get yourself out of a situation where you're stuck. I had never heard of the keeping your windows from fogging up either, let alone the meth. And finally, in Cooler Tool, the Golden Girls.
The Golden Girls are cool.
You know, I think that's one of the things that almost everyone can agree on. And I look forward to, with this being on streaming now, a whole new generation of hipsters and hipstats who've never seen the Golden Girls actually watching it and going, oh my God, I didn't think I'd ever be into a show about a bunch of old ladies living in Miami.
Yeah.
Because it did very well. I remember it was on Saturday night when people watch TV on Saturday.
Yeah.
Now
it's one of those shows that everybody watches, no matter what race or gender.
Mm-hmm. So coming the 13th of February to Hulu. So you have time to get yourself a Hulu subscription like Kareem and I have. Well, that's going to do it for Cool or Tool. I want to thank everybody who's been shopping the Shop Amazon tab on NateDarlingShow.com, saving money on Amazon and not paying anything extra while supporting the show. And that's good news, because we have to update our website next month. It's done. It's the time of the year when they come back and go, we need more money to keep your website on. And that's how we get the show out. One of the cool things, and I noticed this going back through, Jason and his lovely wife are buying diapers for little CJ on Amazon. They're using Amazon Pantry, and they're getting shipped right to their house. So they're saving money on diapers, and they're helping support the show.
Cool.
Yeah.
Amazon Pantry
is part of the service that they have, like, household stuff. You're like, oh, I need toilet paper every so often. I don't feel like going and buying toilet paper. You have it set up. You go, oh, I need a 12-pack of Charmin delivered every 2 weeks. Every 2 weeks, a 12-pack of Charmin will show up at your house.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's really...
out.
Yeah, it's really cool. You can check that out. They do all sorts of things. A former co-host of the show, Ted, buys kitty litter that way, so he doesn't have to go to the store and carry the heavy kitty litter. And his mailman must hate him, because I saw that it's a 40-pound container of kitty litter.
Oh, dang. I would hate him.
Right? The 40-pound litter. But delivered right to the house. Right to the house. And I think that's a heck of a deal. And, you know, of course, if you're a Prime member, it's free two-day shipping. If you're not a Prime member, you get, if you want to wait a few days, you can get the free shipping anyway. So check it out and click through the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com when you do it. All right. So we lost George Michael, which is a shame, far too young. While many of his fans are still coming to terms, there's a small solace to be had in the coming months. At the time of his death, he was working on a documentary called Freedom, George Michael, telling the story of how he made Listen Without Prejudice Volume 1 back in the early 90s. His grief at the death of his partner in 1993, his frustration over the marketing of the album, and his sensational court battle with Sony that followed. Now, one of the sad aspects of his death was the undetermined fate of this intimate piece of work, with George reflecting on such a significant chapter in his life. Now, we find out that he had, in fact, completed work on the film, including narrating the story from his perspective, which is, it's going to be a little surreal. It was commissioned by Channel 4 in Britain, and according to the Mirror, the project has been given the go-ahead by his estate in discussions following his death. That means Freedom, George Michael, will now serve as both the fitting tribute and the definitive insight into his mindset on the era and how it affected his career and life going forward. It was originally planned for release last year, however, it was delayed. It will now probably accompany the re-release of Listen Without Prejudice, Volume 1, and that's coming up in March. So, something to look forward to.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite CDs.
That's right, kids, CDs.
Yeah. I do still have CDs.
Yeah. What's your favorite track on that album?
I'll have to, darn it, I have to look at the track listing.
You don't know off the, your favorite album, you don't know. If I ask you your favorite song on Purple Rain, you'd know.
Yeah.
What's your favorite track on? What's your favorite track on Purple Rain?
Computer Blue.
Okay. Right. Let's move on here. With the hey, here we go. Another celebrity death at the end of 2016. In another documentary, it actually aired this past weekend, the first time on HBO, called Bright Lights, starring Carrie Fisher and Debbie Reynolds. They moved it up. Instead of premiering it in March, the cable network said scheduling the movie was made in light of the recent and unexpected deaths of both Carrie Fisher and Debbie Reynolds. Fisher died, I believe, on Christmas Day. She had a heart attack on December 23rd. Her mother suffered a stroke and died one day after she did, and she was 84. Interestingly, Carrie Fisher, who was coming back from London working on a show called... now I'm going to blank. I just started watching it this weekend. Catastrophe on Amazon Prime. By the way, another reason to get into Amazon. Really funny show. And she had just gone to shoot season 3 in London. She was on her way back. That's when she had the heart attack on the plane. If you've got HBO Go, you'll be able to watch again and again. Of course, HBO is going to be repeating it over and over again. So we've DVR'd it, and we'll check it out in a bit. But is that something you would you'd be checking in on?
Yeah, I think I might check that out. I like Carrie Fisher.
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know, for a former junkie, I haven't heard a lot of people with anything bad to say. Even in the months leading up to, you know, there were no outward signs there was anything really physically wrong with her before she had the heart attack. So it's not like you would hear rumblings of people going, "Oh, that Carrie Fisher's a bitch."
Yeah. She's one of the really intelligent, and then for a minute there, some of the movies she was in that you almost forgot that it was her,
right?
Like you didn't look at her like, "Oh, there's Princess Leia in this movie." It was like, "Oh, there's Carrie Fisher in this movie."
Yeah, and that's a pretty big character to escape from the shadow of too.
Yeah,
and of course she did finish shooting Episode 8 on Star Wars, so we'll be seeing her on. And the next Star Wars movie, too, which I'm not sure when that's coming out, because we just had Rogue One. So many Star Wars movies. Thanks, Disney.
Yes. Praying for Time was my favorite song on it.
Okay. Also in news, Gary Fisher, they were laid to rest at Forest Lawn Cemetery in L.A. in a private ceremony. They were actually buried together. It seems, though, Fisher had the last laugh. She was cremated, and her urn is a giant Prozac pill.
I saw that. I laughed for about 5-10 minutes.
Yeah, her brother was spotted carrying the urn that looked like a giant Prozac pill. He explained to reporters, Carrie's favorite possession was the giant Prozac pill that she bought many years ago. Big pill. She loved it, and it was in her house. And her daughter, Billy, and Todd felt it was where she'd want to be. So some of her ashes were buried alongside her mother, and others are in the giant Prozac pill. And so that's how Carrie Fisher decided to go out. So interesting way to set it all out. All right. Let's get to
and
the
now,
end of the show.
The Nate Darling Show takes it to a simpler place. It's time for Small Town News.
It is. And it's the return of Speak Out. They've been very lax with Speak Out lately. This one is the first one to Speak Out. The Press Republican in Plattsburgh, New York, by the way. Christmas. Whose birthday is it? I always believe that Christmas celebrates the birth of Jesus, the world's most influential occupant. Why presents for everyone at Christmas, but little thought of the Christ? Rather a self-centered attitude toward Christmas, don't you think? Hey, this is a shout-out to the mailman who delivers on Monty Street in the city of Plattsburgh. If I fail to get my mail out of the box, he knocks on the window to make sure I'm okay. Thank you, Mr. Mailman. That is an old lady.
Gotta be.
Taxes going up? Mad. Next time you want to save a few bucks by shopping online, think for a minute. I can get this locally a few dollars more, and maybe we won't have to have a large tax increase. Shop local, buy local, live local. Oh, okay. I don't know how true that is. Shop Amazon, live Amazon. Anyway, hey, I sure hope Santa brings an American flag to some of our local post offices. There are some post offices that don't have one or could care less about flying one. To not fly one is disrespecting all the current and past veterans, and for that matter, all Americans. Kareem, you're a veteran.
If you took the time to notice whether there was a flag there or not, then that's probably your issue.
Well, it's also a stormy time of year, so maybe they're just not putting the flag out when it's crappy. There's that.
That's probably a good idea. Like, I wouldn't want a flag to be flying in the crap we got going on right now.
Exactly. Hey, my concerns are with my school district. I've seen so many changes in the last 15 years. I have to say, as a business owner with children, I'm more worried than ever. The district seems more than ever like a loosely run giveaway program. I'm not talking free meals for the kids. It's board members and administrators. We pay so much and get so little from these people. As taxpayers, we deserve better. I think it's time for State Ed to step up. Yeah, State Ed, step up. Hey, the crosswalk. I'm sorry, Kareem, you had something?
I was gonna say, don't they know that they can vote for those people?
Apparently not. When you can complain to the newspaper, why bother with that? Now, the crosswalk without a light that goes across Broad Street in Plattsburgh over by the Newman Center needs to go. I've seen a lot of vehicles almost hit students every week. There's no need for it to be there when they can safely cross 20 feet away with a lighted crosswalk that stops traffic. I say be glad that they're actually using the crosswalks. Back when I was in school, we said, screw that. We had the can you make it rule. Can I make it? Yep. All right, I'm going. This also, South Catherine Street needs to be repaved all the way. Actually, most of the south side of the city needs to be. That's weird because they repaved South Catherine Street about 12 years ago when I lived off of one of the side streets there. So you'd think they would have done a better job than that. Right? You shouldn't need to repave more than like once every, 20 years? Do you need to repave that often?
Actually, you might be a little more than that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But either way, that's a little... Oh, hold on, I've got a few more here. Let me get the little music going behind me. Is it actually going to play? All right, we'll figure this out. Here we go. Little music. All right. Hey, it's your duty to shovel your own sidewalk in front of your home. Been waiting for that one. It's not the city's. Hey, while you're at it, if you have disabled or elderly neighbor, take 10 minutes and shovel theirs, too. That's just nice. Something you should be doing anyway. And finally, the one-way light by Plattsburgh High School on Ruger Street needs to be flashing when school is not in. No reason to have it to stop at a light at 4 a.m. on my way to work. That's actually a really good point.
Yeah.
I don't know.
How many lights are in that town?
There's actually quite a few, but at that point, you're sort of on your way in from very, very rural suburbs into town, and you have to there. Normally, you have to stop because school's in session, but they have it they have it as a flashing red light.
Oh yeah.
So you
get a flashing yellow light and then change to a flashing red.
Exactly, yeah. If that's your biggest problem, you definitely are living in a small town and you're living a pretty nice life. That's what I have to say. All right, well, that's going to do it for this episode of the Nate Darling Show. We're back on Friday. Friday is the next one. We've got some news of a store in Canada's largest city closing, and we'll talk about that. Plus a bad pilot and something you might have heard about, Kareem, the Dairy Queen incident.
Oh, yeah.
In Illinois. We're going to talk about that on Friday. Going to leave you now with little George Michael. This is from Listen Without Prejudice, Volume 1. And this is Waiting for That Day on The Nate Darling Show. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening, and remember to use the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com.